없거나
사라졌거나
That's an unbelievable feeling. Really exciting. But yeah, now I'm buzzing.
Raheem Sterling's move to Arsenal feels like the perfect fit, doesn't it? Coming from Chelsea, where things weren't exactly smooth sailing, to a club that's on the rise, this is the kind of switch that can reignite a player's career. What's more, he's reuniting with Mikel Arteta, someone he knows well from their days at Manchester City. The connection they had there led to some of Sterling's best performances. Now with Arteta steering the ship at Arsenal, there's hope that Sterling can tap into that same vein of form.
Looking at everything, I'm just like, this is a perfect fit for me. And I'm super happy that we got it over the line.
Raheem Sterling will be rocking jersey number 30. Is Ethan Nwaneri ready to fill the number 8 role with Rice and Merino out? It's a loaded question, I know. On one hand, Nwaneri's talent is undeniable. His quickness, strength, and ability to turn defense into attack are assets that can't be ignored. He's shown he can handle pressure, and his technical skills are well beyond his years. But is it too soon to thrust him into such a pivotal role, especially in a high-stakes match like the North London Derby? The idea of starting him against Tottenham is almost unthinkable to some. But when is the right time to test a young talent, if not when the stakes are high? Yes, the League Cup could be a safer environment to experiment, but Arsenal's current situation might require bold moves. Could this be the moment when Nwaneri proves he's more than just a prospect, but a player ready for the big stage? It's a gamble, no doubt. But sometimes, those pay off in ways that can redefine a season. The key will be managing the pressure, both on the player and within the team dynamics. A gradual introduction might be wise, yet there's always the allure of witnessing a breakout performance that could cement his place in the squad. The question remains, is this the time for caution? Or is it the moment for Arsenal to take a calculated risk? Jorginho has been a quiet presence at Arsenal, but his influence is undeniable. In a team filled with energy and dynamism, he brings a certain calm. A cerebral approach that sometimes gets overlooked. The upcoming North London Derby could be the perfect stage for him to remind everyone of his value. Arteta may not have called on him much this season, but Jorginho's experience in high-pressure matches is exactly what we need when facing Tottenham without Declan Rice. It's easy to forget that Jorginho has been in these situations before. Thrown into big games with little preparation, yet delivering when it matters. Remember the Liverpool match last season? He hadn't been a regular starter, but when called upon, he controlled the midfield, linking play and making everyone around him better. That's his game. Making the complex look simple, orchestrating the tempo, and ensuring the team doesn't lose its shape. With Rice out, we lose a lot of physicality and directness, but Jorginho offers something different. He's not the one who's going to burst through lines or make crunching tackles, but he's the one who'll keep things ticking, anticipate danger, and maybe even catch Spurs off guard with a well-timed pass. He's not the flashiest player, but in matches like these, it's the cool head that often prevails. So while we might be worried about missing Rice, it's worth considering what Jorginho brings to the table. His game isn't about dominating physicality, it's about outthinking the opponent. In a North London derby where emotions run high, and the smallest details can swing the result, that intelligence might be exactly what we need. Arsenal's summer transfer window saw significant changes, with Edu overseeing a squad overhaul that included the departure of key players such as Emile Smith-Rowe, Eddie Nketiah and Aaron Ramsdale, Mohamed Elneny, Cedric Suarez and Otho Okonkwo also left on free transfers. In their place, Arsenal brought in new signings including Ricardo Calafiori, Mikel Merino and Raheem Sterling. However, Kieran Tierney remains at the club, likely due to a serious hamstring injury that hampered potential moves. The situation with Omar Rekik remains unresolved, as he was reportedly released from his contract, yet no official announcement has been made by the club. Arsenal's failure to announce Rekik's departure contrasts with the club's previous handling of similar situations like Charlie Patino's exit. Arsenal were also presented with the chance to sign Victor Osimhen early in the transfer window for around £100 million. Despite the opportunity, the club decided against it, preferring to focus on other targets. Osimhen is now set to join Galatasaray on loan, highlighting the unpredictable nature of the transfer market and Arsenal's decision-making process. Overall, Arsenal's transfer activity has reshaped the squad, but some unresolved issues and missed opportunities could influence the team's performance this season. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!